Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life Show. And today we have with us again, Chris Pajak. He's with CFP, Optimal Nutrition Brokerage. He's a certified natural health professional. How are you doing today, Chris?
I am very good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. And we're going to talk about one of the companies that you broker for, which is Green Gorilla. We sell that at Merryman Herbs. And I think you've got a lot of new information for us. You've come out with a lot of new products. But first, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I've been in the natural products arena over 15 years. And I, as you stated, have a brokerage business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very particular on who I intake as part of my line, and I don't work for them directly. So
oh,
I like that
awesome
aspect. It's my own business, but it has to meet my standards. I believe the companies I rep,
yeah,
particular Green Gorilla,
mm-hmm,
is the best of its respective category.
Best of the best. Yeah, I know anytime you bring me something, I used to be a little bit hesitant, but after you brought me that Genicol for my joints and it worked like in 24 hours, I'm a believer. So anytime you bring me anything, and I know you're really picky and you know I'm really picky, so you're good about giving me samples and letting me vet everything. But yeah, all of the companies that you've ever brought to me, I think without exception, have been absolutely phenomenal. So you brought Green Gorilla us quite some time ago.
And, about 3 years ago.
And I know you're really big on education, and I like that too. You've come and given lectures for us at Merryman. You do the radio with me, and you provide us with a lot of additional brochures and information on the products that you broker. Tell us a little bit about Green Gorilla. I know that they've been going through some really good advancement with their production and the way they run their business and everything, but give us a little bit of information on the company.
All right. Well, they've been in business for about 7 years. They started in 2013,
mm-hmm,
and they're based in Southern Cal, Malibu.
Oh,
that
cool
vicinity.
Yeah.
And
surfing. Let's go surfing.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
I'm in Chicago. I think that sounds good right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, really.
So the thinking or philosophy or the passion,
mm-hmm,
of the founder, Stephen Saxon, is organic. There's actually two things. Being organic, as clean as they come,
right,
and also bioavailability. And we'll get into that in a little bit. Because I'm from, as you know, Mike, I'm a CNHP, Certified Natural Health Professional,
mm-hmm,
Nutritional Counselor, and Wellness Coach. That's my passion. That's my forte.
Right.
And I preach you are what you digest, absorb, and assimilate.
Yes.
So, and that's what Green Gorilla has done. And we'll get into it, like I said, in a bit. But they now have their own farm in northern Arizona.
Oh,
and
wow.
I haven't been there. But from what I know and what I'm told, it is an ideal growing area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's higher elevation, mountainous, compared to southern, which is more desert.
So I would say probably all the essential compounds in there are probably potentized, because when you stress botanicals a little bit, that's always actually really good for the constituents, the nutrients in them.
Definitely. Yeah. That's what it's about. So they have 1,510 acres, to be exact.
Wow. Okay.
And
that's big.
And 5 greenhouses attached.
Mm.
And the whole land and all the hemp plants, the greenhouses, are organic.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome.
Cool.
And they do, obviously, they do their own extraction, too?
They do. Everything is done by them in-house.
So farm to package then, basically.
Correct.
Wow.
A to Z, correct.
Yeah. And I know they've invested millions in this. It's a big company.
They
is one of the things that I did early on. We sell other CBD products, but I think the Green Gorilla is in our top, like, 3 of being super high quality for a good price. But one of the things I did with my research is I looked at the companies that were spending the big bucks on the extraction equipment, the farms and the co-ops and purity and bioavailability. I looked at all that. Again, you can buy from some guy in a hotel that's third party and they make all these hypes and promises in it. And we know CBD is an absolutely phenomenal, and so is the pure hemp, the CBG, the CBA, all the compounds in the hemp are absolutely phenomenal. THC is the basically, you know, the psychoactive compound that is taken out. And a lot of these products don't even have any in them, which is leads me to this question. Do you have the 0.3 THC or is there even less? What's going on there with that?
Yes. there is trace. It is less than the legal limit. That is
okay.
The legal limit.
Yes.
And but they do have whole plant. Now, I'm one for the way nature intended.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing, too. The Carl Germano, the Road to Annata, he said the whole
hemp is... The entourage effect.
Yes, yes, that's the way to go.
See, and this is just not saying the CBD is in a class by itself.
It's the big dog, yeah. Yeah, that
and
in and of itself does a lot, yeah.
Correct. There's so much research on it, and positive research, and we know it does work, and the body responds very well to it.
Yes.
It's like the key to the lock, if you will. But as far as whole plant, that's that contains all the cannabinoids, and cannabinoids are what plants provide as far as the hemp plant. Those are molecules and positive molecules. Now, the latest research shows there's about 108, give or take one or two.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing. In his book, he said there's basically everybody's just saying a little over 100.
Correct.
And I'm sure they'll be discovering more. But I think they've discovered like, you know, what, 98-99% of everything that's in there.
Yes.
And that's something else I wanted to say, that you're talking about whole plant. We do carry the whole plant full spectrum, 2,400 milligram, and we also have the 1,200 milligram, and I think we have others. We have some very high-potency products. Also, I'm seeing, too, I want you to talk a little bit about the olive oil, but I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead and finish on the CBD and the quality there.
Well, just to kind of go into a little more the whole plant aspect. So it's the way nature intended.
Yes.
And like you said, around 108 cannabinoids, and CBD being one of them. Now, we know CBD is or has been the most researched. There are a few that are creeping up. CBG, you mentioned, which I am there, but it's still about CBD. That is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And also in whole plant, you're going to find vitamin E, little vitamin E. You're going to find chlorophyll, fatty acids.
The antioxidants,
and the terpenes, and as you mentioned, THC.
Okay.
Now, the 2,400... that is a whole plant, but that has changed.
Okay.
Like, you're not even aware of this.
Okay, well, that's the way we do the shows, so we can get news.
Brand spanking new.
Okay.
But what it is now is called broad spectrum.
Broad spectrum, okay.
Correct, and you know, I believe, what it means is the way nature intended minus 100% THC. So there's no THC in there.
Okay, because I remember that you did have a couple products, or maybe just this one product, that does not have any THC in it, correct?
Well, the CBD, pure, we call them, are all just that molecule. So they're extracting just the molecule from the hemp plant.
Okay.
That's all you get. And the company guarantees, and I second it, it will not show up in a drug test.
Okay, that's really important, and that's a big sales, because everybody always comes in and they're like, I can't take CBD because I'm a truck driver, or I work in a hospital, or I'm a police officer, or, you know, emergency responder, and I can't do that. So
yes, I'm not saying that that's the case with other companies, but Green Gorilla does stand by this and I emphasize just, the CBD pure.
Okay.
Or, you know, or in the industry calls it CBD isolate, but I call it, and Gringo calls it, CBD pure.
Okay.
Now, that's all you will find is just that molecule. No THC. Won't show up in a drug test.
Guaranteed, right?
Yeah. What? I'm sorry?
Guaranteed. Right? I think it was from a movie. Guaranteed.
Oh, now I get it. It went over my head there, Mike.
Yeah,
but anyway,
okay.
The whole plant, they won't guarantee, obviously, because you can't.
No. And then I've also heard a little touch of THC that's naturally occurring is actually very beneficial and helps with the... All right.
The body does respond well to it. What it doesn't respond well to is the marijuana plant.
Right.
And this is why people get the highness that they're not really meant to get.
Oh,
because
okay.
marijuana is as far away from nature as you can get versus the hemp plant.
Right.
Now, both are very, just to go into it a little bit, both are very close in genetics, but they are different. They were of one plant thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But because
Correct.
Of man getting involved and manipulating and interbreeding, now the marijuana plant, you're finding super high amounts of THC purposely done such.
And hybrids thereof, too. I know they're hybridizing. That's why the FDA had to come out with just a THC level, because initially I think it was the sativa, which was the hemp, and then they came out with the indica, which was actually the marijuana. And then there's another one, another species. There's three species. We've talked about this before, so anybody that's interested, you can go back and listen to the prior shows on CBD.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is why there is a reaction in the body. It's not the body when you put, for example, marijuana in, or you smoke a joint,
right.
The body says, what is this? And it sounds funny, mm-hmm. but the cells communicate, this is not the way nature intended, this is not for me.
Okay.
This is why the body reacts. Now, there are some benefits to marijuana. You get some good aspects, but this is why we're so into the hemp plant.
Because
the hemp plant is so close, the only difference is it does provide a little THC, not an overabundance.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what the body needs and wants.
It's
and
a synergist.
Very well too. It knows how to process it and deal with it in a positive way.
That's what, I mean, Carl Germano wrote that book, and The Road to Anatta. It's a great book, and he worked with all of the researchers and the people out of England and Israel and everybody that's done the early
research.
They're
big time into it. Yes, and I'll tell you real quick a little bit what they're doing in Israel.
Cool. All right.
So just getting back briefly about Green Gorilla, their thing, again, just to emphasize it, to reiterate, is organic and also bioavailability. Now, organic, I'm sure your listeners are aware of how the government is or can be regarding any supplement, especially CBD. So they gave Green Gorilla a little problem about organic, even though, as I stated, their land and their hemp plants are organic. Now they are finally allowed, there was a lapse there, maybe a year and a half, maybe even 2 years, I don't recall exactly, where they couldn't have the USDA certified organic seal on their product.
I remember that.
Now that's allowed again on the whole plant.
Okay.
But I will tell you this, which this is this entices me even more than USDA certified organic seal, is everything is and has been for some time certified organic through, if you will, if I put it that way, or from Oregon Tilth.
Okay, all right.
Which, to you and I, that's better, but I know most people are aware of the USDA certified organic seal on there. So that's going to be put back on the whole plant, but I can assure your listeners that the land, all the acres and the hemp plants, the greenhouses, everything is organic.
That is absolutely awesome. So, again, this is very important to us because we want pure products. I mean, right now we're seeing a lot of adulteration, even with the elderberry, and there's a lot of products. There's, you know, people putting blueberries in, and I know they do stuff with the hemp, too.
I shouldn't laugh, but you're right.
Yeah. Oh, right. I know. And it's big in the industry, and that's what we do at Merry Man. I work with the ABC, the American Botanical Council, my good friend Mark Blumenthal, and he does a lot of research and works with the FDA, and companies like Now and a lot of companies that you represent, I mean, they have their in-house labs and quality control, and those are the people that I deal with. I don't like dealing with people, again, like I said, that are from a garage or some, you know, who knows where.
Be very careful.
Yes,
and,
you do.
Know,
on the web.
CBD arena.
Right. Oh, yeah.
A lot of bad out there.
There
a lot
really
of bad
is.
A handful of good.
It's inundated. It became so huge, and we don't carry, we probably have one of the largest selections in the area, but we do not carry a product just to carry it. We look for quality, number one, then we look for price, and the product has to work. It's got to be a good formula. And speaking of that, I'm going to segue in because otherwise we're going to run out of time.
Okay. I want to hit for your listeners, Mike.
Sure.
Of course, we've got to be careful here, but obviously there's a pandemic going on, and you and I, you know, I don't want to go into the numbers that they're stating, but what I do want to emphasize is, and I'm not telling your listeners not to wear a mask, not to wash your hands, not to stay 6 feet away.
Right, right. But they need to do that.
Here's how I put
it. Right, okay.
Were we designed to wear a mask, or was an immune system given to us? To me, it's the latter. And nobody, you know this, the media, doctors, the government, nobody's talking about the phenomenal aspect of the human body that's called an immune system.
Right.
You and I
right.
know about this. This is what we're taught.
Well, I've been reading, too, there's something called a viral biome, which is your virus biology, the viruses, I think, what was it, several hundred thousand or some big, huge number of viruses that are naturally occurring in our body the time. It's called the viral biome.
And bacteria, yeah.
Yeah, and the bacterial biome and all of that. So, again, it gets really complicated. It gets into high science. Again, we need to follow the regulations right now. But
correct.
I kind of see where you're getting at. And, again, we're looking for products that can really help support our health and our immune system so we have a better defense. And I think this new product – go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But
no, that's fine.
I'm very passionate
about
this.
I know you are.
Here's what I want to emphasize.
Yeah, okay.
Because you know me, nutrition is everything. Again, you are what you digest, absorb, and assimilate. The first thing I want to say prior to getting the CBD regarding this COVID, again, I'm not going to guarantee anything,
mm-hmm.
whatever the virus may be, anti-mucus, I don't know if, you know, if we know of this, anti-mucus diet, anti-inflammatory diet is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know these viruses love inflammation.
Yes, yes. Well, they attach mucus. In the lungs and the upper respiratory,
correct.
So that's... through
correct.
The, I think it's the ACE2 receptors, which is really interesting. That's another whole story.
Yeah. And I'm huge. I'm not going to get into it. The only thing I'm going to say is flour, sugar, pasteurized dairy, end of story. So now we're going to talk about the immune system.
Right.
And what I've been telling people and clients when I do counseling is it's not inside of us to look pretty, to make the interior of our bodies look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It's there for a reason. So what is, I'm not going to say everyone that is getting this issue or any virus, this is occurring.
Mm-hmm.
But this is huge in a lot of people. And here's the question. Is it a virus that's actually hampering a person, or is it what the immune system is doing that is hampering the person?
Right.
And again,
right.
I'm not emphasizing everyone.
Well, I think the virus is the spark, but it's what
correct.
You do with that going from there. And there's a lot of things that you can do. And that's why I wanted to talk about this CBD defense with the epicor and the elderberry.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what I want to emphasize, even just CBD by itself.
Uh-huh.
And what I want to emphasize is what is happening in a lot of people is called a cytokine storm.
Okay.
I repeat that, cytokine storm. Now, cytokines, Mike, as you know, are small proteins
mm-hmm.
which are released by many different cells in the body, including those of the immune system.
Correct.
And where they coordinate the body's response against infection and trigger inflammation. Now, there's good inflammation. This is what the body is supposed to do, what the immune system is supposed to do. But.
Right. But. Go ahead. Yes.
Sometimes the body's response to infection can go into major overdrive.
Right, like in your lungs filling with fluid would be an example, I think. Yeah.
So what then results, or the end result, is what they call hyperinflammation.
Mm-hmm.
That is not good. And that can seriously harm or even kill people.
Oh, yeah. Once it gets to a certain point, then it's game over. You're thrown
correct.
Under the bus. So I think maybe you're going to be telling me that CBD is helpful with stabilizing your immune system, maybe?
Yes.
Okay,
so,
tell me.
Well, we know the immune system, again, its job is to protect.
Mm-hmm.
But we are, not everyone, but most people, Mike, and I'm sure you agree, their immune system is in disarray.
Right.
Because of...
sugar.
Correct. Yeah. And what does sugar do? What does flour do? Most flour.
Inflammation.
What does pasteurized dairy do?
Right.
It causes inflammatory response in the body.
Right.
So this is why already they're... their inflammation is there.
Mm-hmm.
So when this virus or any virus goes into the body's like, what the heck? It's already in overdrive. Now it goes in tenfold overdrive, just for example. So the object is we want to calm it down. We want to balance it. It's all about homeostasis.
Homeostasis, yes.
This is what the Chinese teach. This is what the Indian Ayurvedic medical system teaches, the holistic.
Right.
So we have this system inside of us called endocannabinoid system.
Mm-hmm.
Its only job, Mike, its only job, you know this, is to balance the body.
Yes. Yeah. That's why it's such a great adaptogen. That's why the CBD and
correct.
The hemp, I mean, they're even making synthetic pharmaceuticals now that are actually for like epilepsy and joint pain. And I think they're working on some things for cancer even too, which is really exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's the job. So. Now, when you do that, when you balance it, and I believe you're there as well, and of course Green Gorilla,
mm-hmm.
and all CBD companies, I'm sure, the good ones, believe that CBD is nature's number one way to go, to bring down that cytokine storm to relax that immune system, if you will, to bring it back to homeostasis.
Okay.
So when that occurs, if that does occur, which we, again, I'm not allowed to guarantee, but we know that's what CBD is known to do. It's the lock that fits the key in the body, the endocannabinoid system. So now you have an immune system that says, okay, I feel great. I am balanced. I'm there. I'm ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not ready to fight, or it can't fight properly, if I should put it that way, if it's in cytokine storm.
Right.
So you bring it down, you balance.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's meant, now it can do what it was meant to do, protect and fight, attack. But here's the thing I want to emphasize, too. The vitamin D3s of the world, the vitamin C, you know, I'm a fan of Amla, Indian gooseberry.
Oh, yeah.
Or camu-camu.
Camu-camu, yes. I am, too.
The zinc, the elderberry.
Right.
The probiotics, the oregano oil.
Mm-hmm.
My product, the defense from Green Gorilla, all will work so much better, up to their potential, if that immune system is balanced.
Okay. Okay.
So
that makes sense.
So what we want to do first and foremost, even prior to taking my defense, Mikey, you know, that's a phenomenal product.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to take the defense without balancing the immune system first.
Right. So
you don't
want
to rev it up even more.
Proper diet, lifestyle, plenty
Correct.
Of fluids, sleep,
Correct.
Try to
and
do stress relieving, all of that. Right.
Yes, but you want to balance with CBD, or we also have, I don't recall if you carry it, but a product called Balance.
Yes,
but
yes.
First and foremost, what do? We want to, how do you balance? You want to bring down that inflammation.
Right.
You want to balance, you want to bring down the inflammation, you want to bring it to homeostasis. Now you take the defense, or now you take elderberry, or now you take the mushrooms.
Okay.
So that's what it's about. It's about balance.
Well, you know what I do, Chris? I take CBD, and I also take the curcumin. Favorite brand is the Curamin brand. I take that daily, along with oregano, and actually Merryman has a product called Defense Max that has like everything in it, which I take one or two of those a day. And the thing is, I'm really excited about this product, the CBD Defense, because I want you to tell me it has Epicor in it. We know a lot about elderberry. I've done shows on that. We've talked about that. Dr. Cass Ingram's told us like elderberry is beyond magic. I mean, it's just awesome stuff.
Along with his oregano.
Right, along with his oregano. But you got to make sure that you get real elderberry. And we're warning people, make sure, and everybody, even Cheryl Myers and Dr. Ingram and you and all the doctors and scientists that I work with and have on the show here, they're all saying, and my good friend Mark Blumenthal, who's one of the oversight people Mark's a great guy, but they're warning, be careful where you buy your products because there is a shortage of elderberry, and they're really starting to put fillers and adulterants and things that, you know, just make it look purple. Cheryl was like really on that. So I know with your company, you are using the real stuff on the elderberry, but I want to tell us about this Epicor. It's a yeast ferment metabolite. I know the story, but I want to, can you tell the story, Chris?
Sure. Well,
Chris, can you tell me a story? It's true.
You know me, I can tell stories.
Yeah, I know.
And I go into deeply. But the only thing to say, I know we're a little short on time, is Epicor is a brand of fermented yeast.
Yes.
Now, fermented yeast, there are 7 clinical human trials that it does wondrous things for the immune system. It really strengthens the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And what Green Gorilla is using in their product called Defense, 250 milligrams of Epicor.
The branded. Way you know you're getting the real stuff. Because, there's adulterants and knockoffs and horrible things out there. So
it's powerful. It strengthens the immune system
does.
Helps you achieve optimum immune health.
Right.
So that's why they put Epicor in there again. They're going according to, they've known of it prior, but they're going according to the human clinical trials.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Phenomenal positive result. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want you to tell me the story about Epicor. You do know that with the cattle feed product company and the insurance company and all of that?
Yeah, but that's a little... That's a little deep. Maybe you can say it in a nutshell if you like.
Okay, I'll do that. I want a story, Chris. Okay, I'll tell the story. They were manufacturing cattle feed. They were putting this yeast in there. It was a yeast ferment metabolite because yeast is very nutritious. We know about the nutritional yeast. And they noticed, I think it was after, 15 or 20 years, nobody in the plant was getting sick, or if they did, it was very like a day or whatever. They did. The insurance company's like, you know, you don't have any illness going on here. You don't have any pneumonias or colds or flus or anything. What are you people doing? And then that's how that was discovered, because the insurance company got all excited because they're like, hey, you know, your people don't get sick. Maybe we, maybe everybody should do this. We're not getting any claims. So that's how it was discovered, and it was, I think it was about 15 years ago, maybe, is when it very first came out.
I think it was 19...
It's been a while. It's been out for a while, and it didn't really take...
It was 2003.
Yeah, and it really didn't take hold. And lately, though, I'm seeing it in more and more products. It's kind of a icing on the cake add-on product that really helps because it helps to boost the killer cells and your immune system. Yes, the NK, yeah. And it's safe. It's effective. I think there's still the nutrition from the yeast in there, the whole bit. It's just an absolutely phenomenal product. Hey, we're going to be...
It's a whole food. That's what
it
you
is,
want.
Yeah.
The Epicor is a whole food.
Right.
It's nothing's extracted.
And that's in your CBD defense with the Epicor and the elderberry. Now, we just got a couple minutes left, and I wanted to go over, you have a pet line, a CBD pet line, and I know pets get nervous, they have issues, and we know CBD is also good for the joints and calming and all of that kind of thing, so you've got some really good pet products. I'm not going to go into the detail on that. You even have a face cream, which I think is really kind of cool, so, you know, it's good. CBD is good for your skin and for wrinkles and all that kind of stuff. You also have one for sleep, which has the tryptophan and the chamomile in it.
Yes.
And then you have an inflammation one with the boswellia and curcumin.
I love that. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's a great one. And then you have all your original products. You even have a lemon flavor. You have the gummies. Your gummies are hot.
Funny you say that, Mike, because that's the number one product in the whole company. Now, one thing about the gummies, to let your listeners know, is currently, in fact, I need to let you know as well.
Yeah.
New and improved, everything's going to be exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, they're 5 milligrams of gummy, but they upped them to 10. And it'll be available beginning or mid-December is the ETA.
Okay, so the big kind of joke on this is if you think that's too much, just bite into half of one.
I bet you can't
eat just one.
And people say, and I like them. People
say they're
great. Delicious.
They are. Yeah.
There is sugar in there, but it's organic sugar.
It's natural.
Tapioca starch.
Right.
And one thing I want to mention to you real quick.
Okay.
I talked about earlier at the beginning, there's things that set Gringo apart. Being organic, they were the first company, CBD company, first, that's huge, to be organic. And only a handful have followed. That's it in our arena, as you probably are aware.
And those are the companies that we carry. One last thing, because we're basically out of time now.
The bioavailability. That's what I want to hit upon.
Bioavailability is there. And the thing is, you also sell balms or rubs. Those are really
nice, too.
I've used those. Okay, Chris, guess
thank
what?
You. Thanks to your listeners, as always.
All right.
Mike, thank you, as always.
We're out of time. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
If you would like to listen to this show again, go to merryman.com/radio. That's MARIMANN.com. Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturdays, and noon to 5 on Sundays. Please remember, during these stressful times, we have a wide selection of leading products for stress, immunity, and your everyday health needs. Don't forget, we also have assorted food items and spices for those of you cooking at home. If you need to shop from home, visit our new e-commerce site at shopmerryman.com or give us a call at 217-429-1555 to ship or pick up your order.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.